News release. Ministry of Energy. The Ontario government is supporting Ontario Power Generation's, OPG, plan to refurbish its hydroelectric stations in the Niagara region, including the Sir Adam Beck Complex at Niagara Falls. This $1 billion infrastructure program would secure up to 1,700 megawatts, MW, of clean electricity, equivalent to powering 1.7 million homes, helping to meet increasing demand from electrification and fueling the province's growth. For more than 100 years, hydroelectric power from Niagara Falls has powered our province, and with today's investment we're extending the life of these stations by another 30 years to help Ontario meet its growing electricity needs, said Todd Smith, Minister of Energy. This refurbishment program, part of our Powering Ontario's growth plan, will create jobs and ensure we have the power we need for the next major international investment, the new homes we are building and industries as they grow and electrify. OPG and its partner, GE Vernova, will refurbish up to 25 units in total at the Sir Adam Beck Complex as the first phase of this work beginning in 2025, increasing the station's capacity by up to 50 megawatts. OPG is also developing future plans for its DCUI and DCU2 generating stations in the region. Upgrading and optimizing OPG's renewable generation workhorses like the Sir Adam Beck Complex is crucial to support the growing demands of electrification and a thriving economy, said Ken Hartwick, OPG President and CEO. Through this refurbishment, this hydropower facility will build on its century-plus history and continue to produce the low-cost, reliable electricity Ontarians need for decades to come. The work at the Sir Adam Beck Complex will take place over the next 15 years, creating more than 200 highly skilled and well-paid jobs in the Niagara region. Ontario is blessed with a diverse supply of clean energy sources. Through this historic investment in the Sir Adam Beck generating stations, we are able to keep costs down for families while funding more reliable sources of energy, said Andrea Kanjan, Minister of the Environment, Conservation and Parks. This investment will ensure a future of clean, reliable and affordable power in the province for generations to come. This investment in Ontario's hydroelectric fleet is just one part of Powering Ontario's growth, the government's pragmatic plan which outlines the actions the province is taking to meet growing energy demand and reduce emissions by expanding Ontario's reliable, affordable and clean grid, including nuclear energy, advancing reliable, affordable and clean nuclear power through pre-development work at Bruce Power, 4 small modular reactors at Darlington and supporting OPG's plan for refurbishing the Pickering Nuclear Generation Station. Competitive procurements. Acquiring 4,000 megawatts of electricity generation and storage and launching more competitive procurements for non-emitting electricity resources including wind, solar, hydroelectric, batteries and biogas. New transmission infrastructure, designating and prioritizing transmission lines in southwestern, northeastern and eastern Ontario that will power job creators including EV and EV battery manufacturing and clean steel production. Keeping costs down, launching new energy efficiency programs on January 1, 2025, building on the government's $342 million expansion of existing energy efficiency programs which are helping families and businesses reduce their electricity use so they can save money on their energy bills. Quick facts. Ontario's grid is one of the cleanest in the world with a diverse supply mix made up of nuclear, hydroelectric, renewables, natural gas and biomass. OPG operates 4 hydroelectric generation stations in the Niagara region, Sir Adam Beck 1 and 2 and DCU 1 and 2. The Sir Adam Beck facility has been a source of clean power for more than a century. The Sir Adam Beck facility produces about 12,300 gigawatt-hours of energy each year. About 35% of OPG's hydroelectric production, or about 9% of the electricity produced in Ontario.